All roads lead to the vein.
What's up, everyone? Brad Chmielewski here with episode 162 of Shatter the Vein. We got some fun stuff to talk about this week. We got the 48-hour stream that happened. Dive into the ESL Van Glory partnership that happened maybe about a month ago that I never really got a chance to talk about. There's some fun information there and some other news about what ESL and even Ed the Shred are involved in. So yeah, stay tuned for that towards the middle of the episode in the news section. This week I have Sixes and Sevens joining me. He's been on here a couple times, been a Van Glory friend for quite a while now, even met up in real life not too long ago. I mean, like close to a year ago now. So yeah, good to chat with him, catch back up, see how update 2.6 is treating him. We chat about how strong Grace is, you know, Baron, Grumpjaw, those guys and girls there are just way too strong. We're going to see some nerfs, some tweaks, probably to those three kits here when 2.7 drops. We also dive into SCMC growing and these new faces we saw on the 48-hour stream. So just a lot of like changes and predictions and questions about what's in the works here for Vainglory and Super Evil Megacorp here in the second half of 2017. Before we end this episode, I want to mention the Patreon page. That's over at patreon.com/shatterthevein. If you can support the show in anyway, that would be awesome. I've been doing the show for 2.5 years now. Just me, just having fun with it because I love talking about the game, passion. So that all comes out of my own time and pocket to kick these out. So yeah, but I appreciate everyone that's just listening. Everyone that leaves reviews, that's awesome. I saw Sujay left one on iTunes recently. So thank you for that. I love checking those out. I check all the time, see what's new, see how they're doing, see if anyone gives me a low rating to see where we can improve and make the podcast better. All right, so go over to iTunes too. Do that. Patreon, iTunes, leave a review, subscribe, all that fun stuff. There's links in the description and the notes, so check it out. But let's do it. Let's jump into episode 162.
Shatter the Vein.
This is the 162nd episode of Shatter the Vein. My name is Brad Chmielewski, and this is a podcast all about Vainglory. Every week, I try to break down the news, gameplay, game tips, and hopefully we can all become better players together. And every week, bringing on people from the community, people that love this game, people that love to play it, talk about it, and make stuff for it. And this week, I have Sixes and Sevens joining me once again. Welcome back.
Hey, Brad. It's nice to be here again.
Yeah, it's always good to chat with you, catch back up. We have been playing Vainglory together for a long time, and like you've been in this game for years now.
I know. I was trying to put a number on it the other day. I think, what is it? Oh, a little over two. I mean, it's not three yet, is it?
No, I think we'll talk about it in the 24-hour stream when we get to that in the news. But yeah, the game launched in iOS in November of 2014, or 2015, so yeah, well, 2.5 now, right?
Sure.
We're probably close to that because we didn't sync up right in when it launched, but not too far after.
Right.
Cool. Well, yeah, good to have you here. How's Vainglory been treating you lately?
It's good. I really like the new hero. New hero is super fun. Let's see. Honestly, I didn't like Blitz initially, but I've actually come to really enjoy it, especially. Like, I'm actually at Zach Steps' house right now. We played a couple earlier and had a blast doing it. So the Blitz is super fun. The patch I like a lot. Maybe some balance changes, who knows. But other than that, I've been enjoying, I made a couple new type of, like, just, like, music, meme videos that I've been enjoying. So just kind of doing a bunch of stuff, trying to stay busy. But
nice, yeah. I don't play a lot of Blitz. Like, I end up just ranking all this. I have like almost all these talents that aren't leveled up, and I'm like, I either just need to dive into it. Blitz is like a whole nother game at this point. Like, it's just separate.
Yeah. But yeah, my friend had a good point today, though, that, like, I mean, we had so much fun with it that we were thinking, I don't know, it'd be fun if there was a little bit longer of a match style where you could use talents. But, like, is Battle Royale is fun, but you can't choose who you're going to be, of course. And so some sort of way you could choose, you know, who you wanted to be with your talents. It was maybe a little longer. We thought that would be a blast, too.
Yeah, that would, I guess that, yeah, when you get into it, like, what, 5 minutes, it's kind of, it's gone by the time you're, like, finally.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So then you've recently, like, started doing this, like, meme project.
Oh, well, yeah. yeah, so I just haven't had quite as much time as I would have liked to like, manage and run a guild. And you were gracious enough, of course, to give me one of your Twitter accounts a long time ago for Wicked. So I just thought, you know, I really enjoy, I mean, as a player, being able to go in and look at, like, what everyone's joking about. Or, you know, I guess the thing with memes is, that, like, they can be serious in being critical of something, or they could just be, like, straight funny or, like, you know, goofy. Yeah. So I really like that you can kind of do whatever you want with it. So I just wanted to come up with, like, kind of a curation of my favorite places and people in the community that are coming up with funny ideas. And, of course, then post some of my own content interspersed with that. And just, I don't know, and just kind of see what the response was. Because there was a couple pages like that. I know Vainglory Feed for a long time posted a lot of content like that. I had some retweets on there last year, but I know they also got reacquired, or it seemed like, you know, they went under kind of a restructuring thing, and I think it was for the better. But I also know that a lot of their, like, meme content got left behind, so I don't know, I guess I was just trying to fill that gap mainly. I mean, there's some other good pages out there, but I, like I said in my post when I first tried to, you know, remake that page, was you know, the more the merrier, essentially. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of, yeah, the memes are, they're pretty neat. I know Humanist is a big meme person and, like, either talks about them or jokes about them when he's casting. Sure. So I'm sure you're probably getting, are you getting, like, submissions from people? Is that, or are you just kind of find stuff and share it?
You know, I would love if people would send me things. But I also understand that, you know, it takes time out of your day. Like, I know I make memes, so, like, I know that it's not just, like, I don't know, it's not conducive to your daily life. So I wanted to incentivize people, and so I created a contest, just like a $10 contest, to see what happened. And Christina VG, she won. You know, I guess she has the title of the most expensive Mangler meme ever purchased now. So, I mean, that's pretty prestigious in itself. But I'm sure we'll probably do another one here, especially, I don't know, if people are super interested or contact me, and then, yeah, we'll definitely do another one. But just kind of seeing if people liked it or not. That's the main thing.
Was the response good? Like,
I mean, so yeah, we had a couple of great submissions, super funny, that I could have never thought of. So that was the ultimate intention. I would have loved to have seen more, but I know that since, like, Christina was like, hey, this is a real contest, like, you know, this, like, I actually got, you know, or, like, the reward or whatever. I know Twitter is full of, you know, fake things.
Oh,
like
that's true. Yeah.
that there was people like, oh, I didn't even realize this. I know, like, Praise 808 was, like, one that was like, hey, I didn't even realize this was happening. So I don't know. I know there's a lot of noise on Twitter, so it's you know, it's hard sometimes to find things you might be interested in.
Yeah, definitely. But it seems like there's always images and stuff for Vainglory, like meme kind of things, if it's artwork or, yeah, newly created stuff.
And the artwork, man, the people that have been coming up with fan art are just incredible. Yeah. Man, they're so good.
Yeah, so I think the meme thing you're doing is pretty awesome. What's the Twitter link for people to listen?
It's at Vainglory Memes, but memes is M-E-E-M-S, of course, not like you normally spell it. But yeah, and then my personal account is just at sixes and sevens at underscore VG. But yeah.
Cool, yeah. I'll link both those up in the description here. Everyone should go follow that. I know you're also retweeting a lot of them from the account too, so try to get people to know that it's happening. That's always important.
Yeah. And just have them realize that if they do create, you know, funny things that they want, like some of the devs to see, or, you know, people that are more renowned in the community, that they have a forum that, you know, they come up with something that I think is hilarious, that I will, of course, share it with who I, you know, want, think that should see it.
Yeah, cool. We have to check all that out. And then this week we had some pretty fun news happening. So let's dive into that. Let's get right to it here.
Vainglory News.
So the first thing to talk about is the recent 48-hour stream that went down. It ended Friday afternoon here, going into the holiday weekend for people in NA. So it was a 48-hour stream. It started with an hour of Super Evil talking about what the stream was. It was a 2-year anniversary stream, which doesn't sound right when you first hear it. We were just talking earlier. I'm pretty sure we've been playing this game for more than 2 years. but the 2-year mark was the launch of when it was available on all mobile, Android and iOS. So so that's kind of their, I guess they want to say official anniversary, but really, like we said, the iOS launched in November of 2015, and then the update 2.1 launched in July of 2015. So we kind of are in an unofficial 3-year/2-year anniversary stream.
Sure. Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. So then every hour after that, a new streamer, a new content creator took over, streamed for an hour, and then it went on to someone else. I had the opportunity to go on after Bleako, and then passed it over to Lately. And so that was pretty fun to do. I hadn't streamed since Thanksgiving, I think. So it's been a long time since I've been streaming.
It's been too long, Brad. Too
yeah,
long.
I guess so. did you get a chance to watch any of this?
I tuned in a couple times. It was fun. I don't know. I haven't really seen them do a lot of other events where they feature a large number of streamers in the community. So that was fun to see a lot of people that don't normally get that kind of visibility get that visibility. I thought that was a really fun idea. Whoever came up with that was good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were giving away ice. Each person who was streaming got to give away 500 ice, which created this weird just chaos. Because if you were to play 2 games of Vainglory, that's your hour stream. That's it. So I think most people were doing blitz matches. So it was almost 48 hours of blitz games. I started the stream with a normal rank game, someone picked a hero that someone mentioned. That was maybe the only downside, that people weren't doing different stuff and it was all just blitz gameplay stuff. Because it got people in that were watching, and you were able to give ice away a little faster then. So that'd be my only critique on it. That'd be neat if other people jumped in there. If I should have did a podcast for the hour, or did an interview with someone, just some sort of different content would have been fun to see.
Yeah, no, that would have been fun to see someone do a cool painting or something for an hour, a Twitch create sort of stream of pedal or, some splash art that people who can vote on. I don't know, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, what you mean.
But hopefully they do this again. I don't know if they'll wait all the way until the 3-year anniversary. It just seemed like a good way to get everyone involved in the community. So hope they do that again. And then at the end of the 48-hour stream, Super Evil took back over that final hour. It was Playoff Beard and Z Kent, going old school on the stream there. And they were playing Put Me In Coach, where Put Me In Coach is a Vainglory game. I don't know if it's played anywhere else, or in any other MOBAs. But when you die, somebody else has to take over your device and the hero you're playing. So if you could be really bad at someone like Baron, and then the next time you're having to play Kashka, and then that's your hero. But if you die, you get someone else. So they had a pretty big group there on their set. I want to say there was 6 people on each team for them, which was really fun to see. And it was a lot of new faces, people that have just started joining the Super Evil Megacorp team. Some people didn't even have IGN, gamer tags yet. They were just like, oh, here's Steve. We'll get him a name at some point.
That's funny.
And then Playoff Beard mentioned that they are slowly working into moving into the building next door, or acquiring the building next door. So that's a pretty good sign that the game at least Super Evil Megacorp is growing. Maybe they're doing other things, but it seems like the game is growing on a whole if they're having to, one, get more people and move in next door.
Yeah, the Lair expansion, it sounds mm-hmm. important.
Yeah. I know there's like a lot of job posts for like new developers and engineers and people like that. So that's pretty awesome. It sounds like 5v5, they mentioned they're doing playtests on that. So that's something that's probably taking a lot of resources and time to do.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah.
Yeah. So it makes you feel a little better that Vainglory is growing, because I know sometimes we always have those moments where like, has anyone playing this game? You're playing by yourself and you question it sometimes.
Yeah, no, I know. And I know for me, I play a lot of ranked before I kind of started playing around with Blitz. And that soft reset, it seems like it should have been, you know, everyone that you're with in the same tier gets reset. And perhaps it is still the same people you're playing with before that are, but it seems as if there's this like sense of antipathy or something, like they don't care quite as much. And so there's a lot more trolling that's happening. Yeah. So I know that was one thing I had experienced with this, but I do know, seeing like the growth and kind of that lag phase is always nice, or at least to hear about it. I know.
Yeah. And I think most of the growth it's not coming from new investment from the game. I think it's just coming from straight up people like you and I spending money on the game. Because there was a recent study, what was in February, that mobile games hit $4.6 billion in 2016. That is crazy. I forget if this article, this VentureBeat article, said what it's had last year. But yeah, it was that's a lot of money getting spent on mobile games.
Well, I know anecdotally, like, I mean, they've just been coming out with content that I'm definitely willing to pay for. Like, I know that the Sky skin was one thing, and I was fortunate enough to actually unlock it on my first roll. But even if I hadn't, I was in it for that skin. I mean, just the sound effects on that skin alone were enough for me. I just like the whole idea. Yeah. But,
just everyone's spending more money, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I know you just, like, in some games, you just like, I just want to have that, and you just throw it at it, because it never feels like real money, and I think that's contributes to the growth of this, of mobile games on a whole.
And then you have, like, you know, how receptive they're on Twitter, and how, you know, how they can just interact with the community. It's hard for me not to, you know, want to give them, you know, at least support them financially as much as I can.
So yeah,
there's that whole thing too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see, going down in the news some more. I didn't touch on this because I think I had Echo Fox and Immortals on, so we were talking, and we never talked about this ESL and Vainglory partnership that happened. This season of Vainglory 8, ESL and Vainglory teamed up, and ESL is kind of taking over the broadcasts. If you've been watching any of the Vainglory 8, it looks bad. It looks like a lot more going on. They have like the CNN board happening with the play-by-play.
Yeah. We get the forecasts and everything, and all the dank memes that come along with the high production value.
Yeah. Have you been watching any of the new season of Vainglory 8?
Yeah, and I definitely have noticed it seems, you know, more smooth. Everything seems to, you know, be moving along really nicely. I don't know, I tuned in today and yesterday, and I noticed that it just seemed, maybe this is a holiday, but, you know, people weren't, you know, quite as many as had been the weekend before. But I have noticed that, man, it looks great, and it just, the whole thing seems well put together.
Mm-hmm. And so that deal with ESL goes all the way till the end of this year, I think, all the way till the end of when they do Worlds. That's pretty sweet. I think this also plays into, most people heard about that side of the story, but then there's like another side of the story where I think it's the founder of ESL also has this esports fund. Like startup incubator kind of thing called Bitcraft. It's an esports venture that helps other games get into the space. So And Christian, Ed the Shred, is also a part of this. And it sounded like an investor in it. I was trying to find the news about this because I knew Vainglory and ESL teamed up, but then I think Christian teamed up on this Bitcraft venture capital esports thing. So there's like two sides of this. So by helping Vainglory get seen by more people, they also help other mobile games get seen by other people and smaller games and help the esports scene grow more. So it kind of, it's a win-win and goes into that like rising tides float all ships kind of thing.
No, I know I've recently gotten more interested in the stock market, and I know that, you know, when something in the industry thrives, everything in the industry tends to thrive, at least unless there it's like some sort of competitive relationship. But yeah, I do know that exactly that what you said, it seems to be true, mm-hmm. especially in this thing. It'd be interesting to see too, if I mean a couple of years down the road, if Super Evil Mega Corp goes public, I would love to buy a share.
So, yeah,
Christian, if you're listening.
it seems like, yeah, you know, Ed the Shred's been with many a mobile games over the years, so I think it's good that he's involved with this and like knows a thing or two about like mobile games on a whole, like just helping them grow. So I think having him involved with this project is really good.
Yeah, I mean, any interview I listen to him in, I love that he is kind of that figurehead of showing, you know, telling people why Vainglory is different and why they should be paying attention to it over other games, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the Bitcraft, check out this article. There's a link in the show notes, but it says Bitcraft has been investing since March 2016, and so far they've invested in 10 esports companies to date. One of the companies they're invested in is a training platform, Doja Masterness. I think Ed the Shred is a part of that too. And then there's Boom TV, a 3D streaming platform. So there's a lot of stuff that's in this that all works together. It's interesting that I feel like we need to know more about this esports venture.
Absolutely. Yeah. Get out your shovel.
Yeah. and then speaking of esports stuff, Vainglory is an esports industry award finalist.
All right.
So there is this new award that's happening. It's just the esports industry awards. Yeah, Vainglory's there. You can go vote now. Did you vote?
I voted. Of course I did. Everyone should go vote, so go vote right now.
I'm not sure when voting ends. It didn't really say. I couldn't really find that on the website. But yeah, go there, vote, get it in now. I think it's like November is maybe when the like awards happen, when the announcements are done. So, but that voting ends sometime way before that.
But why risk forgetting to vote and just why not do it? Take this moment right now and go vote.
Yeah. So yeah, but they're up against some tough competition there. So
it's breakthrough
game of the year. So it's, Vainglory's there. Then they got Player Unknown Battlegrounds, which I haven't played, but I've been watching people play. It's kind of fun to watch.
I haven't seen it.
And then H1Z1, which Player Unknown Battlegrounds is kind of the same thing as H1Z1. Quake Champions, I don't know what that is. Rainbow Six Siege, I know the Rainbow Six series.
And it's been done before, but yeah.
And then also Paragon, which is another kind of MOBA. And then Injust 2, which I don't know anything about that. So yeah, that's some steep competition to be up against.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you have any hesitation about winning, then you should really go vote, is just what he's trying to tell you guys.
Yeah, exactly. So that does it for, I guess, the news this week. It was all about like the stream. Esports is back in action. Update 2.6 seems pretty good. I haven't heard that many complaints. I know people have been talking about the talents kind of issues there, but for the most part, Grace is strong, and we'll probably start seeing more on 2.7 here soon. Like, we're already 2 weeks in. Like, where's the news? Come on.
Sure, yeah, give us something. Come on.
But before we wrap up here, let's do a little forum static.
Forum static.
So this isn't really from the forums, but it comes from Twitter account called Sean Lagged. He writes for Broken Myth, I believe. That's his he does in the community. He's also
site manager, there at BM.
He's a writer for Gangstars, moderator. So he's been around. You've probably seen his icon. I think he also goes by Sean M sometimes, depending on where you'll see him at. But he had a very interesting, I guess, 2 cents that he posted on Twitter over the weekend, and I'll read it here. So, Vainglory as a game is growing, but as a creative community is shrinking. Analytics for almost all content is dramatically dropping each month. The amount of specialized creators, writers, artists, etc. is not decreasing, but demand for these individuals is rapidly increasing. Passion as a whole is dying. I use that word carefully and only for the specific area. No one is at fault intentionally, but it's coherent and real. My point isn't to look down upon any person or group, rather to recognize what's happening. I have solutions to share, but this is to shed light. So that was his kind of Twitter post about it. Yeah. And it's something I've recently brought up to some people as well. Like, people are like, well, we need good people to help make content. I'm like, where are you going to find these people?
Yeah,
like,
you're gonna pull them out of thin air. Yep.
Yeah. So,
and so I think that you and him are, especially are in a position to bring up important discussions like this. I mean, I know he probably has, of course, access to analytics that are telling him that, yes, that there's more hits, but that everything's staying the same. So if your numerator is staying the same and your denominator is growing, then your fraction is going down. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that's what he's addressing and worried about. And I mean, I've noticed it too, but I don't necessarily hadn't noticed it until he had mentioned it. I'd started maybe thinking about some of the other people that had moved on in the community. But other than that, I hadn't really thought about it. His point altogether.
Right, because as far as the streaming side, there are still people streaming, but the bigger people like Lady Wabish, DZ, who streamed it for a while, Gibbs left a long time ago. But those people that started left. I know we mentioned a geeky chick. She left very early on when maybe it wasn't growing or wasn't just her style of game.
Sure.
And then and then we saw the Fold podcast that Chuck was doing. He just kind of lost passion in the game after his co-host left. We recently even saw Time for Rolling. That podcast kind of started. They still have their esports side that's going, but the actual other podcast part, not really sure where it's at. It's kind of in limbo at the moment, I believe. I know T-Dog's still doing the Alternating Current. I don't think it comes out as regularly as it was, but he's been pretty focused on the streaming side of Vainglory and video games on a whole. And as the writers go, Broken Myth, they're not putting out as many articles as they used to, I think, in the heyday of the game launch. Like every day there was almost an article on Broken Myth that was like, oh, this breakdown is amazing. Holy crap. Like, these numbers are nuts. Some of those writers went to the organizations, like Gangstars needs writers, TSM, Temple. Like, they need people to write and interview and talk about the game. So we kind of lost those people as well. So,
I mean, we spoke briefly about it, and I think what we mentioned earlier, just that, money talks, and when these organizations can come in and they might be pulling revenue from sponsors and things, that of course the talent is gonna sink to, those spots. And so, that's tough. That's going to be a deep rooted thing for a while, I think, until we can come up with some either, more interest in people that are doing, creating content because they love it, like yourself, not because it's financially maybe favorable for them, or just have a larger, I guess, a larger interest in that non-esports but still vainglory side of things, where there is room for humor, there's room for, you know, discussion about balance changes, whatever it happens to be. You wanted to talk about a new item that you had an idea for, or whatever. I don't know. We need those people to be more vocal, because it seems like primarily, I mean, I know on Twitter I'm fairly active, and a lot of people there on Twitter are into the esports side of it, and we need the we need to pull basically that casual vainglory player out of the woodwork. It's what it sounds like.
Yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, because you mentioned like money, and a lot of people just do it for the passion and the love of it. Like, I've been doing the podcast for this podcast for over 2 years. I post stuff on YouTube, gameplay videos. I didn't make like no money from ad revenue or anything like that. Even Rumbly Superset mentioned recently, like, he was making a living doing just Vainglory content, and one, since the YouTube changed the rules there, he's not getting as much ad money, so he had to go into other games, and he's not as focused and maybe, I don't know, passionate about Vainglory, because he also has to make money and make a living too. So I think if people were making some money, if it was off ads, if it was off support in other way, yeah, I don't know, they would, yeah, there's more money, like you said, money talks, esports, right, people, right, are paying, but you're not making money just making videos of gameplays or montages. Like,
I think this is such a deep-rooted problem, because this is kind of a very ethereal problem you're talking about. It's like, there isn't enough interest in this non-competitive Vainglory content. And so, like, I just, I don't know. I think that the people that are engaged in the community are already going to be engaging in that content, and the people that are just logging in to Vainglory and not Twitter or not Discord, not Line to interact with their guild or interact with their friends, that we really need a way to incentivize those people to get on a public forum and discussion, start you know, consuming content that, that they wouldn't, you know, an audience that I guess isn't there right now.
Yeah, it takes an extra step when you get into any game to be like, all right, I like the game, I'm playing it, now I want to know how to get a little better. So then you, yeah, then you look for content. But I think a lot of people just play it and they don't care if they're better at the game or not, so they don't, mm-hmm, look for ways to improve. And that's, mm-hmm, that's just, I think, a personal problem that, I don't know if you can solve or not.
Yeah, and I mean, just, it doesn't even necessarily directly related to our discussion, but I know I was in a stream of someone who was very prominent in the community and no longer streams Vainglory the other day, and someone had asked them, you know, something. And so I know from their perspective, at least, it was that maybe it hadn't been, like, marketed like a pay-to-win game had. And so I don't necessarily think that that's a valid criticism if, you know, you're not pulling in the revenue to create a $1 million commercial that, you know, blast across the airwaves. And it's going to take a long time to build up to that point, but you can't lose momentum before you reach that point. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It's a balancing act, of course, like anything, but I do appreciate, you know, this discussion, and I think it's an important one to have, probably the most important, arguably.
Mm-hmm. So I think Sean will probably post some more, share some stuff. He had a lot of response there. He had to defend himself a little bit because people were saying, well, the esports side is growing. And he's like, he's not talking about the esports side. That's a totally different, like we said, yeah, the casual beyond just, I don't know, kill 5 minutes in the bathroom kind of game.
Sure, sure. And I think that's an important distinction to make. And when I initially read his post, I had thought that he was speaking in also about esports, and that scared me a little because, yeah, from my perspective, it seemed like the esports were doing well, but he wasn't, of course, and so it makes sense. And also, another quick point, I mean, I guess it's semantics, but when I say casual gamer, I mean, I've been POA gold, I've reached POA gold in solo queue, I've been Vainglorious with a group of three, so, like, I call myself a casual gamer because I'm never going to get paid to play the game, but
right. To
say that I'm casual is maybe not, I don't know if it does the amount of time that I've put in the game
plus
justice. Necessary. Exactly, thank you. Anyway, so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I wanted to say that, but it just, I guess, a little distinction.
Yeah, there are weird groups in Vainglory that there's the people that play Blitz and, like, are just very casual and goof off. There's the casual plus people that like to play ranked, want to have that, like, I guess, bragging rights, and then there's the esports side. And the people in the middle definitely get lost in, I think, any game where you're good at it, but you're not pro, but you don't just goof around.
I mean, if we had someone that you wouldn't even go out there and just calculate the amount of ice they've given away in Twitch and then the amount of ice they've given on Twitter, like just Vanguard alone, like, I mean, maybe that would attract people to at least have their ear to the ground for the next, you know, giveaway, if nothing else, you know, or see the new sneak preview of, you know, whatever the new hero is. You know,
I don't know. It's a good topic, and I'm glad he brought it up and just wanted to shine some light on it here and kind of get some other thoughts, especially from you who have your meme, Vainglory memes you're doing now. So it's something different. That feels a little more casual.
Definitely. Very, very casual indeed.
Well, cool. That's going to do it for episode 162, Sixes and Sevens. Thanks for joining me. This was great.
Absolutely. That was a pleasure, Brad.
I'll include a link to your Twitter, the Vainglory Memes Twitter. So everyone go there, follow it up, check it out. I think you said something. You may do some other contests coming up soon.
Yeah, I mean, especially, I mean, like, you know, if people hear this and they want to do it, like, even shoot for very soon, as early as next Friday. So I don't know. I'll think about it, and maybe we'll do 15 this time to spice the deal up. So I'd hate, you know, have be tied. Wouldn't you hate to be tied for like the most expensive Vainglory meme ever purchased? Like at $10, we're gonna like sweeten the deal a little. Maybe I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll see. Sounds good. So keep an eye out for that. And then you can always follow Shadow the Vein on Twitter at Shadow the Vein, website shadowthevein.com. All the episodes get posted there, links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. It's nice to have someone else on camera here with me. It's been a little while since I got someone to turn on their camera for me, so that's always nice. And I'll be back after the U.S. holiday, 4th of July, here next week with 163. All right, take care.
Let's get this over with.